Speak using your language articulately. Speak using your language articulately. It's interesting how many people in this life have this wonderful gift of speaking, this wonderful gift of language, and then they do not use it articulately. We have a lot of telephone calls from people wanting to sell us products and sell us all sorts of things. And many of these people have come from India. And they speak with a broken English. They speak inarticulately. And I might be interested in hearing what they have to sell if I could understand what they were talking about. And when you do not speak articulately, you cannot get your program across. And of course, if you're in sales and you're selling something and the people listening to you do not understand what it is you're talking about, then it's an irritation and you're inclined to hang up as quickly as possible, not courteous or discourteous, because for anyone to call you and want to sell you something and speak inarticulately, they are being discourteous to themselves and to you. They are being discourteous in every magnificent way. And it's interesting how much we do that ourselves, how inarticulately we speak ourselves, and how we think it's so cute to speak with a dialect, and how we think it's so cute to speak sort of a kiddie language. I want to speak to you. And not to speak articulately and perfectly. We have been given the gift of our wonderful brain, our wonderful mind. We have been given the gift of wisdom, of using our language well, of using all of the tools that we have with us well. We learn to use good talent when we're working with other people. We learn how to get along with other people. We learn how to be harmonious with other people. And as we are learning how to be harmonious with other people, we do not challenge them. We do not irritate them merely to get across to our point of view. Sometimes people say, I have a right to say what I think, and I have a right to say what I believe. And I have just the same right not to listen to you and not to hear what you're saying and not to want to have you saying what you're saying. We have to learn to live in a socialized world, where certain things are acceptable and certain things are not acceptable. And when we are doing things that are not acceptable in our world, we can be sure that many people will ignore us. Many people will not choose to have us in their world. They'll not choose to have us in their life. We have many wonderful people calling us from Nigeria and from Switzerland and Germany and from all other countries on earth. And these people call, ask for healing treatment. They call, ask for information on the University of Healing courses. They call, asking for all sorts of things. And most of them are not articulate. Most of them have not chosen to use their language well. Most of them have not chosen to get across their point of who they are and what they are and what they believe and what it is that's on their mind and what's important for them. I have one young student who has been with us for years and years and years and years. And yet, he still calls asking for us to give him money. As a student, we don't give money to students. We don't do that. We have them give us money because we're the school. And we will give them what we give best, and that is our knowledge and treatment, our wisdom, our training, and the understanding of who and what we are. And when people call and ask for the training of who and what we are, I give them almost a short course in our teachings and just 3 or 4 moments, and they have the whole thing. And they say, good, 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 good. And I say, yes, it is good. And now I say, now practice it. You have the paintbrush. You have the palette. You have all of the tools to paint with. You have all of the glorious ideas in your mind of what you'd like to paint. Now, it's up to you to go and paint. It's up to you to become the most prolific and artistic being that you ever knew about. It's up to you to apply the skills that you're learning, to use the tools that you're given, to take them and apply them to your art, to your ability. They say about Tesla, he was not a good businessman. He just was an idea man. He came up with all these beautiful ideas. But he really was a good businessman because he got a lot of important people to invest in his projects. And it's only when the people who were investing in his projects didn't understand what he was doing, when he did not articulate to them what the program was, he kept it hidden from them, and it only came out later, they distrusted him. They felt he didn't believe in them enough to have them to invest in his whole project rather than in just the part that was going to get money for them. You and I are wonderful, fantastic people. We can learn to be articulate with our language. That's really our greatest handicap, our greatest tool. It's our greatest limitation and our greatest advantage. It's up to us to go through life and speak our word and say all is in divine order, to say it is done now, and believe it and practice it, not painfully, not pathetically, not say, please, God, help me, please. This is what we do so many times. We go into the church and we kneel down and we say, oh, God, help me. And God in you says, stand up and shine forth who you really are. Stand up and shine forth to the world the glory that you are, the goodness that you are, the magic that you are. And as you do that, you will accomplish those things that you have in your heart. You'll accomplish those things you have in your soul. You will be the glorious being that you are. But it's up to you. It's up to me. To walk our path and believe what we believe. And be articulate in our thinking, in our speaking, in our acting. And let every word of our heart, every word of our mouth, every word of our mind, every word of our being represent that clarity of sound that we are within us, that clarity of ideas that shine forth from the very center of our being. I know that I know that I know. The divine in me is the answer. And I am the divine in me, and I listen to the divine in me, and I hear what it has to say, and I follow it through in every way of my life. And as I follow it through in every way of my life, it comes forth in glorious, dynamic, forceful ways of expressing itself. People who are entrepreneurs, people who are geniuses and bring forth grand ideas and become millionaires and billionaires in their early years. This does not happen by accident. This happens because they have so clearly in their mind what it is that they believe, what it is that they know, what it is that they are, what it is that is their dream. And they can express it beautifully, fully, completely, wonderfully, at all times. And when they do this, what happens to them? When they do this, they bring forth the magic that they are in every area of their life. Today you can learn to be articulate in your thought, to be articulate in your words, to be articulate in everything that you are. And no matter where you are, no matter what you do in your life, you are understood by others of all the magic that's going on inside of you, shining forth through your brilliant speech, through your brilliant eyes, through your brilliant attitudes, through your brilliant talent for creating whatever it is you're creating. And you can do it. And you do it because you are articulate, because you are fantastic. Speak very articulately, and your language will represent what it is that you want, and you'll accomplish all the dreams of your heart. Know that I love you, I love you, I love you, and I see you the most articulate expression of your dream, of your ideal, of your goal, right now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.